From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. A while back, I raised the idea of defining where radio clubs should be going. This is the weekend of the WIA Annual General Meeting, and I thought this was a good question for the Institute as well. As the ideas floated in the free space between the ears, some stories came through from our colleagues at Southgate News. To ask the obvious question is to ask why we maintain an institute, and where is the institute going? There are the obvious practical answers, but it seems to my dim mind that the bold vision for amateur radio in Australia is not there. Somewhat like the attitudes to the current political parties, there appears to be a drabness and despair, a sameness, a lack of excitement. From the RSGB, there is the realisation that the younger members of the society, our future recruitment base, are using the facility of mobile devices. A suggestion has been made that the licence exams should be reconsidered to take this shift of technological emphasis. Also being floated is the idea of a new entry-level licence from 2 metres up. The reason for this is that many people are experimenting in the licence-free segments using flea power. These are radio experimenters. And what is a ham? The world is evolving about us, and we must ask whether this hobby and its infrastructure is keeping up. Does our institute see the future? And does it have a plan to help get us there? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.